call is now being recorded.
Hey, this is Gun Sully from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground in Washington, D.C.
And this is Tech Sully, and this is an emergency podcast. We normally never do one on a Monday night, but it's critical we get this out on a Monday night because this is our Monday night maniacal baseless speculation episode. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who's been holed up in the, it's not the Uzbekistan, it's,
Peru? Peruvian embassy? I think it's Peruvian.
It's somebody that has, lots of mountains. their embassy, he was going to have a live press conference from the balcony, but he has been assured that that would be a bad idea from a security standpoint. In other words, Obama got them goons, will put him under if he shares the space. So,
he's going to catch him.
Exactly. And, he is going to be redacted from life if he shares the space. So, there is a WikiLeaks conference in Germany tomorrow morning. It'll be... Chances are most of you, since a lot of our podcast audience is in the Philippines, you'll be hearing this slightly before the thing, but anybody that's in the United States, you're going to hear this roughly about the same time. So let's see if all of our baseless conjecture comes anywhere close to what Julian Assange assures us is a career-ending leak. Swears that whatever he's leaking... And looking back at this, this might be the most innocent you and I are right now. We'll long for these halcyon moments before what was revealed was revealed. But, Julian Assange assures us that whatever bombshell he's going to drop is going to end her career. Now, honestly, my straight thought is he doesn't understand how corrupt our political system is here.
Just Americans. If he goes, hey, here's a document that implicates Hillary Clinton in all the worst crimes you could possibly imagine. All you have to do, America, is read this document. Americans will be like, whoa, I have to listen to you and I have to read something? Two things? Sorry.
I
that's too much to ask.
Do you have one with pictures?
Yes. All right. What's your gun? Tech. You go first. What's your wild speculation of what Hillary did?
My first baseless accusation is unicorns are real. They're magical creatures that exist. But Hillary killed the last one and drank
okay.
its blood.
All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I think Hillary Clinton is pass. You go.
Okay. She introduced Yoko to John Lennon.
All right. That's pretty egregious. I don't know if I can top that one.
Where Yoko and John were going to be that night. Sorry, you have to be on that now. As well as you can get that joke. Sorry.
I think she also had something to do with getting David Bowie and Mick Jagger together for Dancing Around the World.
Are you telling me that's not the catchiest tune ever? when that was recorded, it just hurts to go back and look and go, oh my goodness, these guys were at my age when they recorded that video. Idiot. All right. She sold Kurt Cobain a shotgun.
Yeah. All right. That's it. I have to say that she probably gave a microphone to a young Courtney Love. I think that's the best response to that baseless allegation. I think she probably introduced Courtney Love to music. That would end her political career in my book.
She gave Magic Johnson AIDS.
She did butt stuff with kids. And then she paid off the kids, even though the kids in deposition, exactly described her penis.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see.
It's got spots on it.
She was the third gunman on the Crassy Knoll.
She crashed her spaceship into Roswell in 1947. I heard one today that that maybe she's not American. Maybe she was born in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, actually, I called my mom on that point. Mom said she's actually born in Canada.
Did that explain why she can't say R? I've never heard Hillary Clinton's accent. I've never heard anyone else on the planet have her accent. She can't say R, like A-R, like far, like a normal person could say far. But she'll say, we've come so far. It's been a very hard time. Like, she can't say R normally. She goes weirdly nasal. So, yeah, if somebody could explain to me, like, oh, yeah, she was actually born in Finland and raised by Nordic penguins, and that's why she can't speak normally, that would make sense for me. I don't know if that would condemn her in my eyes. That would just explain things.
She's being paid by Trump to throw the election.
I've always thought it was the other way around. I always thought Trump was throwing the election for Hillary. Like I still kind of think that. That would be the most shocking.
The long con. Yeah, I still wonder if this is the longest con possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. She squeezed the Charmin.
The toothpaste from the middle, also.
That's punishable by death in my family. She went looking for Mr. Goodbar, found him, and then killed him. Sorry, that's another. You have to be old to get that reference.
She did anything for a Klondike bar.
But she wouldn't do anything for love. And so Meatloaf had to write a song about it.
Yes. She's also so vain that she thinks this podcast is about her.
Those boots were made for walking.
I think she's keeping Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, Muammar Gaddafi, and Billy Hoffa alive. And is using them to harvest parts that she feeds to the last unicorn, which another twist, she didn't kill. She's also keeping it alive so that she can harvest its magic eggs that it lays.
She got to the end of the Neverending Story and didn't name the girls.
And didn't what?
Didn't name the girl.
Are you supposed to name the girl? I don't know.
That's true. I got to make a reference that's from after 1985 for you to get it. I'm sorry. I'm going to make six Goonies jokes in a row.
Yeah.
She's actually choking.
It's Ghostbusters. I could follow Ghostbusters references.
There you go. Yeah. She sent Walter Peck to shut down the Ghostbusters.
She traveled back to 1885, and shot Mark McFly.
let's see. Oh yeah, she actually is the one that is keeping hoverboards from being sold.
Oh yeah, real hoverboards, not lame ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. As a reminder, these are all baseless conjectures about what Julian Assange is going to reveal tomorrow. So, she has the cure to AIDS, but refuses to use it.
Except on herself because she has AIDS. That's also going to be in the email.
She gave Freddie Mercury and Magic Johnson AIDS in the same night.
if someone is confused or trying to figure out how this is funny, just try to imagine the scenario that we're describing, whatever it is, whether it's her giving Magic Johnson AIDS or killing unicorns, imagine it somehow implicating her of doing that in a letter between Cheryl Mills to Huma Abedin in a really boring email format. You know, just, you know, Hillary killed that last unicorn today. Boy, was it a biter, you know.
Exactly. It has to be a mundane email between people where this wasn't really considered out of the norm. It's like, you know, oh, Huma found a hand today. Don't know whose it was.
Between Sidney Blumenthal and Jacob Sullivan, boy, Hillary's still killing those unicorns. Man, they hold on bigger. They hold on to life like the Israeli foreign policy. Am I right? Sidney Blumenthal hates Israel.
Yeah.
You need to know this.
I know. You and I are missing each other with our zingers. Let's see. She took the red pill in the Matrix.
No, she. What did Cypher do? How do you put what Cypher did? She betrayed Neo. That's what she did.
That's what she did. She betrayed Neo. Let's see. And she gave away the codes to Zion to the robots.
Yes.
What's that?
She chopped off one of the Wachowski brothers' junk.
I had one and then I lost it. That's a good one too.
She convinced George Lucas not to do an overarching evil Jar Jar Binks plot. But convince him to keep Jar Jar Binks in.
I would have gone with she told him about Jar Jar Binks. Let's see.
Directed what?
She directed the sixth season of Lost.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much the last season of any good show, and that would be. If we blame that on her, that should destroy her political career.
Last episode of the film.
How about the last four M. Night Shyamalan films? All Hillary Clinton's doing.
Yeah, executive producer.
Executive producer Hillary Clinton. Now back to the happening.
Oh goodness. Let's see.
Or The Last Airbender.
Oh, goodness, that movie was so terrible. Can I rant for a second about that stupid movie? There were so many wonderful plots from Avatar, The Last Airbender. Avatar Day is this hilarious plot about how the Avatar gets, they're going to basically do in the Avatar for the terrible crimes that the previous Avatar did, and it turns out to have the mega happy ending and all that. There was just so much wonderful fodder where they could have made such a happy, wonderful movie, and instead they mispronounced Sokka. I mean, they call him Sokka. Like, what the heck? And then the people were tribal, and there's different nations and all that. But holy crap, did they go with racial stereotypes as much as they humanly... Oh, man, that movie just made me so mad. My kids were like, do we have to watch that movie again on DVD? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, good, thanks, Dad.
I just like how it was also, too, and here playing Shojiro, Fire Dragon, is Sanjay Patel Puttari. Hello, yes, I am Shinjiro the Fire Dragon. I will be killing you. There's a lot of Indians playing like Japanesey kind of roles, those kind of a thing there.
She was Idris Elba's accent coach in the movie Pacific Rim.
She was the whore that left I just blanked on his name. Oh, total brain fart. The SNL fat guy who died of a drug overdose in the 90s. Not the one that died of the drug overdose in the 80s.
Chris Farley?
Yeah, it's Chris Farley. She was the whore that left Chris Farley to die.
Nice. Let's see. So, yeah, to recap, these are baseless, wild speculations about what Julian Assange thinks would ruin her career. So these are all bits of the social zeitgeist that would 86 somebody's career. Oh, I know. She was driving Lisa Left Eye Lopez in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. She was also driving the car last time she was out with Lindsay Lohan, and she blamed her for it.
She was leading the pack of paparazzi in France for Lady Di.
She started four wars by funding terrorists. Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is supposed to be baseless. Sorry, not based on facts. Okay, not based on fact. I don't know. I just really think that I saw online somewhere that she was a witch, and their basis in showing that was her in like a witch costume from college, like a Halloween costume. So I say that's 100% true, and she is clearly the madam of the darkness.
Does she float?
I don't think that's, maybe behind closed doors, probably at their meetings, their secret meetings of Illuminati witches.
Sorry, once again, I was making an old reference, Monty Python Quest for the Holy Grail. Figure out a because she floats on water.
Scientifically they figured out that a goose floats on water. So if a witch was the same weight as a goose, then kill her.
Yes. Alright, thank you. I unless you have any other massive zingers, let's see, we'll wrap it up. We're just shooting from the cuff here, folks. Email us the podcast with an E at the end at gmail.com or tweet us on Twitter. Your baseless speculation, if you get this before the massive announcement, or if Julian Assange, by the time you are listening to this, has been killed by some mysterious force or somehow decided to commit suicide in the next 8 hours. Mm-hmm.
And you can also call us at 856-677-8559. That's 856-67-SULLY. So feel free to give us a call, 856-677-8559. Let us know what you think Hillary did. Did she crash her spaceship drunk driving into Roswell? Did she kill the unicorns? Did she kill Kurt Cobain? What did she do that Julian Assange is going to be revealing? So,
and that Julian Assange beliefs will truly end her career, which is the hilarious part of that. I mean, I think we've established that even if she did half the things we've accused her of tonight, she still, a good portion of the general public would be like, well, at least she pays her contractors.
I do want to say, with this Donald Trump stuff out now with the taxes, I get that that's not the stuff that people should harp on, because Taxes are between the person and the federal government. You know who really likes taxes? Democrats. Do you know who's voting for Donald Trump? Republicans, some Republicans, there's some Tea Party people reluctantly voting for him, and there's a bunch of people who are too stupid to even care about whether or not they're a Republican in voting for the Republican guy. They just like him because he's a great guy who speaks his mind. All right, none of those people care if he pays his taxes. I'm going to tell you exactly why. The Tea Party people hate taxes, and everybody else is antipathetic towards it. Apathetic towards it. So it's either apathy or antipathy towards taxes. So they're not really going to care whether or not he pays his taxes. You're not going to change their minds. What could change their minds to not vote for Trump is to point out the flimflammery of the Trump University. Honestly, that's the most damning thing, is the fact that he publicly endorsed something that was a complete scam. I think people also really focus on that. And if Trump wants to win, he should reimburse people's money about that.
Well, there's also a multi-level marketing thing that he was tied to, but then quickly divested. So that he's actually brilliant at that. He takes cash for people using his name up front, and then he divests himself of it quickly. So there was the condo hotel scam that his name was attached to, but he got out of that. That one, uncharacteristically, he actually settled the lawsuit. You know, he's done shady things with the gambling thing. That's the thing that drives me bonkers with this whole thing, is just him being the candidate, because you've got your values voters who are saying, well, we have to vote for him. He's the thrice divorced, massively cheating guy who owns casinos. I'm like, that's the value voter choice. And I'm like, oh. But the tax thing, like you said. Okay,
well, at least he doesn't smoke weed like Gary Johnson.
He could have spun it to his base. He could have said the whole thing. He says, ask me if I pay taxes, and I'll be Donald Trump.
Do you pay taxes?
No, I don't pay taxes because I use every available opportunity to get my money, keep it myself, because I know what I'm doing with it, and I believe the tax system is unjust. It puts an unjust burden on the middle class. If I'm elected, I will fix that for the middle class.
Yeah, that'd be a thing.
That would have been brilliant. What he said instead is, "Hey, Gunn, do you pay taxes?"
Do you pay taxes?
You Gunn Sully, do you pay taxes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're stupid then, because he's established he doesn't pay taxes because he's smart. Ergo, you pay taxes because you're stupid. That's what I'm complaining about. He missed a golden opportunity, like you said, to spin it towards his base. You know who pays taxes? People like me who can't afford the good tax shelters. I still haven't paid my 2015 taxes yet, because my crap's so complicated with having a kid that's disabled.
I'm trying to tell you, we have that Belize, nonprofit in Belize. Yeah, I don't know why you're not donating. It's the Sully Foundation. We're incorporated in Belize, and, it's what happened to that too? Do you remember that? Remember that the incorporation scandal where, it was down in South America, and Hillary Clinton and a lot of people were implicated in that, and just nothing came from it. All that was super illegal. It was the same stuff that we're knowing now about Trump. Just freaking everybody did, that you could even think of, were all implicated in this ridiculous money laundering scheme in order for them to keep their stuff in tax shelters and overseas. And yeah, that just, like I said, the American public does not, they don't care. She could have been the getaway driver in a serial bank robbery, but they don't care. Just don't care.
We do know that she was driving OJ's white Ford Bronco.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Doggone it, that's another reference from before 95. I need to have a reference from after 1990.
Okay. Well, the only thing that happened after 1985 was 9/11. We can't joke about that, so.
Yeah, no, that's not funny yet.
We have lived in a boring time, except for that one day. Here's a DC reference. She's the one causing smoke problems on the Metro.
No, that's Gary Johnson. Blaze it, 420, woo!
I'd like to point out the smoke issue on the Metro has killed someone. Marijuana hasn't killed anyone from smoking it.
No. We'll rant about that later. But, yeah, my complaint is about the way Trump's ran this campaign. Like you said, it would take almost no convincing to make me think that he was intentionally throwing this election, because there's so many missed opportunities like right now. Crime's at an 18-year low. It's making the news every time anybody unarmed gets gunned down by the cops. And yes, the cops should not be gunning people down, but we've had a whole other podcast about that. But per capita violence is down across the board. Everything. So instead of saying, hey, things are great, let's make them better, the whole let's make America great again is harkening back to when. What year are you going to set the dial back to? 1865?
No. To 1983. Don't you want me, baby? Sorry.
I thought you were going to Rick roll me. Was that
1987? Oh. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That's a good point, but I have to say, I do think it's funny that America, I don't know, I don't like statistics. I'm just going to throw that out there, that whenever people start talking about the crime here and there, and then whenever anybody points out where crime actually has, like, just astronomically gone up, like in Chicago or Southeast D.C., gasoline, chief police there. She's on her way out. She's going for the day. Hey, in Baltimore, the murder rate shot up. And whenever anybody brings up those issues, people always run back with the, well, crime is on an all-time low. So, as if to say, you're lying. And it's not. It's literally showing in that are run by the super emotional religious gun control is my religion, I believe in this. Those areas where people believe in big government solves all your problems, those areas have higher crime rates now. Those areas that voted for Democrats on every single level of the ticket, those areas have higher crime rates now than before. And that's a fact. You look at those facts and you go, that's bad. That's a bad thing. And then they're going, yeah, we got to get out the vote. We really got to make sure we have more Democrats. You're thinking, why? Well, because look how bad the Republicans have made things. Like, there's no Republicans there. There's no Republicans where you're yelling about Republicans.
Here's the thing. One podcaster, and I do love the guy, but he had a tweet that said, said the independents aren't independent, I'm starting to think they're actually evil. And I'm like, okay, if you, and he's swings liberal, and I'm like, okay, every vote, it doesn't matter who you vote for, Trump or Clinton, chances are more people are going to die. The only peace candidates are, that are actually actively saying, hey, let's quit killing people, let's quit spending money to kill people, are the lunatic fringe. It's crazy that in our country, saying, hey, I got an idea, let's not kill anybody, is a crazy concept for an American. That's the thing is,
yeah, things are pretty darn nice in America. Yes, there's pockets of crime and all that.
Right now, the unemployment's low, but some people are underemployed. So, hey, none of that's going to get fixed. What we're going to do instead is continue the war on drugs, which anywhere from 20 to 40% of people in prison are in there for nonviolent drug-related crimes. They're hurting themselves, and that's it. And then a lot of the other people that are in there for violent crimes are tied to the drug stuff. If you make it a pipeline, that's a libertarian rant. It's absolutely bonkers in our country that if you vote for Hillary, you know that that's going to involve shelling innocent civilians in countries like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and all that. And we've covered on the podcast before, if you drop a bomb on my dad, say you're Canada and you drop a bomb on the Sullivan Fortress and take out my parents, there's a good chance that I and my children might be easily persuaded to take up arms against Canada. Same thing with America dropping bombs and then declaring that, oh, those were enemy combatants. Or whoops, that was an accident. Accidentally took out those innocent civilians. It's absolutely maddening that the.
Here's where I always have to disagree with you on this. You remember when we bombed Japan and it just made everybody angry at us, and then Japan forever has been a Stone Age wasteland of people who grow up going, one day they'll strike back in America, and then every time we try to set up a business over there, the people in Japan shoot at us and blow us up. Do you remember that?
Okay. There are still, to this day, and look at where around the base things there in Japan. There's still a lot of people there.
Point, that's not a thing. There's no insurgency that happens because of just straight up a war of force. And if there is basically a resolution on either side that says the war is over and we're good now, they organize with the governments. The governments then work together and say, hey, we're going to leave some troops here. And we have a good relationship now. And they say, yes, we agree with that. And we keep some troops there. We've had a steady relationship with them since. The way that we're doing war now is not like that. The way we're doing war now is, hey, I heard that we don't like you, so we're going to give money and guns to this other group that doesn't like you. And that's how we're doing war now.
Back when we were hunting Bin Laden, hey, there's a tall guy out in this field, and they launched a drone at him and killed him, and it was just a farmer and a father of 12.
Yeah.
That's my point. You're comparing apples to oranges there, because with Japan, that was an island nation that was, their infrastructure was devastated after the war. We spent a massive amount of money and time rebuilding the country and rebuilding their industry. The joke, and you're too young to remember this, I guess they covered it some in Back to the Future. But yeah. You know, the joke was post-war Japanese goods were like we think of Chinese knockoff stuff now. We're like, oh, well, that's crap. You know, now Sony's a premium brand, but stuff coming out of Japan up until the 80s, you know, we spent, and it took 30 years. It took 30 years to rebuild that. But, I mean, what I'm talking about is you are the current people we're fighting are people who fight, you know, insurgent, terroristic style fighting. So, you know, Japan had a standing army. And they had an emperor. They had a structure. So yeah, it's apples to oranges.
It's really not though. If you actually do a war and you do a war logically, which nowadays we're doing war from a perspective of social organizing, which is it's not the same thing. It's not apples and oranges because the Japanese are different than the Afghanis. It's apples and oranges because we aren't doing the same type of war. We aren't saying, hey, we have a decision to make, and this is what needs to happen, and this is the terms that we need to get resolved here. And instead, we just keep making ridiculous deals with people who believe that the earth is flat and children are just there for you to rape them.
Yeah, okay, I'll grant you that there's a lot of apples and orange breakdowns here. So, all right, well, hey, we're going to put this up because where I'm trying to buy stuff from closes in about 12 minutes. So it has been good talking to you. Sorry we didn't get a Wiretap Wednesday out, but this is our Baseless Speculation Monday.